W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of Ghostlight by Kenneth Opal, narrated by Robert G. Slade.
For Philippa. Chapter 1. Rebecca Strand was 16 the first time she saw her father kill a ghost. She was woken by a hand on her shoulder and opened her eyes to Papa's face, flickering in the glow of his lantern. He held out her shawl and said, "Get up. I need your help." Her first thought was, "At last!" Immediately she leapt from the warmth of her bed and listened for the weather. No rain lashed against her window. No wind howled. She fastened the woolen shawl around her nightdress. "Is a ship in trouble?" she asked.
"We need to hurry."
She followed him downstairs and outside. In the calm sky glowed a full moon and stars sharp as gemstones. Not even a hint of mist hovered over the lake. It was hard to imagine a ship foundering on such a night. Still, boats ran aground on the island's sandy shoals all the time. Jutting from its beaches were the broken ribs of old wrecked hulls. Many times over the years, her parents had helped drag survivors ashore and into the shelter of their home. But her mother had died of fever 2 years ago, and last month her older brother, Bernard, had ventured off to Kingston to apprentice as a stonemason. It was just her and her father now. So maybe, finally, she'd have a chance to prove herself. But as her eyes swept the smooth water, she saw nothing amiss. Her father headed straight for the lighthouse. For a second, she wondered if something was wrong with the lamp itself. Had it gone out? But then the beam swung around, cutting its white path through the night. "Papa, what's wrong?" At the huge red door of the lighthouse, he turned the iron clasp and entered. Stepping inside, Rebecca shivered. Even though it was summer, cold radiated from the thick stone. Her father was already vaulting up the spiral stairs, and she hurried after him. The hot, thrilling whiff of lamp oil hit her as she climbed up inside the lamp room. Atop its stout iron column, the blazing beacon turned, sending its beam through the high windows. The Gibraltar Point Lighthouse was the tallest of all the lake lights, rising from the western point of the island that sheltered Toronto's harbor. Across the water were the glimmering lights of the city. Home now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?